Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is John Sapper for Community Comment. I needed to do some painting this summer. What an experience. I wonder if they offer a college course in paint. This little project created more headaches than I care to think about. For starters, I walked into the paint store and spoke with a nice gentleman. I told him I needed to buy some paint for my house and deck. He asked me, would you like a stain or a latex? We have solid color latex, semi-transparent acrylic, semi-opaque acrylic, toner and clear acrylic, and toner and clear something else that I can't pronounce. I don't know, I replied. He was patient and helped me through this first hurdle. Then he asked me what color I wanted. Here are a few charts that you can look through. I took a look, and my first thought was, who in the heck names these things? One was olive branch. Now that sounds like a peaceful color. Mr. Sandman. I'd like that one for my bedroom, if it really does help me sleep better. There was Misty Mauve. Sounds like the name of a valley girl from Southern Cal. There was a paint called Woodchuck. This one intrigued me. I asked the store guy, how much wood does a woodchuck? And then I started laughing, and I soon gravitated to a paint named Fatigue because that's what I was getting. You gotta ask, who makes up these things? With all these different colors, I just said, hey, let's simplify this. Just give me some red paint for my deck. He said, okay, and showed me a simple solution. I bought the paint and took it home. When I got home, I opened the box with the gallons of paint, and there were 7 photocopied pages stapled together. I took a look, and it was information on the paint I just bought. One section was a general description of the paint. Following that was recommended substrates, whatever that is. Then came tinting and base color information, product application, application temperatures, spread rate, maintenance, conformance, packaging, guarantees, physical properties, cautions, cleanup, disposal, and a safety data sheet with 15 sections, the last being regulatory information. It seemed like all of it was regulatory information. Otherwise, there would only be one piece of paper. Now, come on, folks. Life is stressful enough without having to go through all of this stuff just to paint something. All I wanted to do was paint a stinking deck. I was stressed enough after this experience that I went home, had a couple glasses of wine, and started naming paints. My first one was Paint Store Madness. It comes in 63 shades. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.